In updated guidance to schools, YKHC said that students could return to school even in areas where there is high transmission of COVID-19. In those communities with high transmission, YKHC advises schools to use cohorting and keep students at least 3 feet apart. If schools cannot use cohorting, then students should stay at least 6 feet apart. Cohorting is a practice of keeping a small group of students isolated together for the whole school day. YKHC recommends that sports and extracurricular activities remain outdoors. That's unless COVID-19 cases are low enough in a subregion to be considered moderate transmission. YKHC has defined 6 subregions in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The subregion around Aniak is the only one where there is moderate transmission of COVID-19. The subregion around Bethel has substantial transmission, and the subregions around Emonic, Huber Bay, St. Mary's, and Tuxuk Bay have high transmission of COVID-19. The transmission levels are mostly based on how many COVID-19 cases have been detected in the last 7 days and the percentages of COVID-19 tests that are coming back positive. Many school districts in the YK Delta have already allowed students in all grades back to classrooms. Lower Kuskokwim School District Superintendent Kimberly Hankins wrote in an email that site administrators have received YKHC's new guidance and are working to implement it. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.